Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
Turned myself in, and when they got me back to the state of Alabama and eventually took me to court, which is about a month and a half to 2 months after I turned myself in there in Galveston, Texas, the attorney that my parents hired, because they were trying to help me, because this was it. I was going to prison for the rest of my natural life because that's the way the Alabama law had been passed. The attorney general, Mr. Graddick, that was the attorney general of the state of Alabama, not belittling or knocking him or anything, but he ran on the platform, if you elect me attorney general of the state of Alabama, three-time felonies, certain class felonies, I will lock them away for the rest of their natural life and you'll never have to deal with them again. I'm not knocking that, but that's what he ran on, and they elected him in the state of Alabama, and guess what I done? He got elected in 1980, got the law pushed through to the state. The state passed it, so something came to pass called the Habitual Offenders Act, and I escaped in 1981, and they got mad. It stirred them up. I don't know what it is about them, but they don't want you taking no vacations from prison. I don't know what it is. You can go on vacation over in Europe and everywhere, they call it holiday. You go over there, we call it going on vacation, but they call it holiday. I don't know what they're doing down there in Australia, but anyway, they call it going on holiday. They don't like you taking a holiday from prison. They just want you to stay there all the time. The same old mundane things every day. Yes, you got to stay there. But, I took a few holidays on them, and of course, it wound up getting my life in a mess, and it was during my third holiday experience that I realized, buddy, I'm in a mess. I did. I just come to the end of myself. I hated being what I had become, and I wanted to change, but I was so far out away from God, even though Mom and Dad had taught me right, I was so far away from God, I couldn't see Him. But people kept praying. Listen, if you've got loved ones you've been praying for, don't give up. I'm here to tell you, it may seem impossible. It may seem hopeless. But God has ways of changing things. Moving things and everything. But I remember this attorney my parents had hired. He told me, he said, because I told him what I was going to do, He told me, this is our strategy. We're going to do this and that. And we're going to a jury trial because you're facing life without parole. And I stopped him. He was a very... wise man. He knew how to work the law and do everything. And I said, sir, can I tell you what I'd like to do? He said, yes, go ahead. I said, well, I'm going to get up before the judge. And he said, I am going to plead guilty to all five felony charges. He jumped up from his desk, pushed his chair back, said, you crazy. You out of your mind, son. He said, you can't go up there and tell them that you're guilty. He said, then all that's left is the sentencing. And you'll be given life without the possibility of parole. He said, if they say that you're in your right mind, and he said, I doubt you are. He said, thinking that way, he said, then what they're going to do is they're going to sentence you, and you're going to get life without parole, and you can never have a jury trial again. But going to a jury trial, you might somehow get out of this mess or get a lesser sentence, or we might get them to agree to something else. And I said, sir, I appreciate it. He said, well, that's how the system works. I said, that's my problem. I said, I've been in the system too long. I said, there's another system called the kingdom of God. And I'm in that one now. And I said, it operates different than the world system. And I know it goes against everything that you're supposed to do in the court of law. He said, that's the standard protocol, son. I said, it's lying, sir. He said, it's standard protocol. I said, it's lying, sir. And I said, another thing I disagree with. He said, what? I said, you always say, and you hear them say on TV and the news, innocent to proven guilty. That's a lie. Why they lock them in jail then?
Amen.
If you're innocent, why put me in there? By God, I'm innocent. But, because we had some words, sharp words, but I knew what the Lord said. He said, well, I'm coming back to see you tomorrow. He said, you think about it. I said, I'm going to pray about it. He said, oh, Lord, you're one of them. I'm going to pray about it. And I did, because I wanted to do the right thing. And I went to prayer, and it's like what I heard the Lord say. And I prayed all night almost. Got just a few hours sleep. Of course, in prison, you can do that, you know. But I remember going to the Lord, and the Lord said, son, he said, if you get up there and lie and tell the judge, because that's what the Lord said it was, a lie, and tell the judge you're not guilty, he said, I am not going to be party to a lie.
Right. Amen.
He said, you cut me loose right then. He said, if you'll do it my way and get up there and say that you're guilty, because you know you're guilty, everything they charged me with and more. But if they, you know, Brother Clinton said, don't ask, don't tell. Excuse me. No, that was after I got out. But anyhow, Brother Hagin told me to leave a lot of stuff under the blood, and I did. Yeah. Praise God, let it go. But anyway, I knew I had to plead guilty. And that attorney said, I'm not going to do it. But to make a long story short, I knew that was God's way. Yeah. It didn't work the system. The system's got its way of working. But I was in God's kingdom. And I knew the Lord would help me. And I was assured. And when the attorney talked to me the next morning, I said to the attorney, before he ever started going down this path, I said, I've made my decision. And I said, I know what I'm going to do, whether you want to represent me or not. I said, I am going to plead guilty. Amen. He took his glasses off, flung them down his desk, messed his hair up. I cannot believe you. He said, I've never had one convict sit there that had already been in prison that wanted to get up and plead guilty in a court of law, knowing they're facing life without parole. He said, I believe I'm going to see if I can get papers served on you to say I was out of my mind, you know. And I said, sir, I can save you a lot of time. He said, I can? You can? I said, yeah. I said, I've already had papers served on me. Oh, you do? Well, that's going to help us then. That's going to help us. I said, yeah, the papers has had served as I've lost my mind, and I've got the mind of Christ now. I've had the Word of God served on me. You crazy. Anyway, when we got to court, I'd done what the Lord said. The judge set aside the Habitual Offenders Act. God's supernatural. You could sense the glory. Now, my knees were knocking. I ain't going to lie to you. My knees were knocking when I stood before that judge. But when it finally come down, and it's a long process, it's all in my book back there. When the judge said, son, I don't know why I'm going to do what I'm fixing to do. He said, it goes against everything I've ever done in the court of law before. He said, but I'm going to set aside the Habitual Offenders Act in your behalf. He said, I'm going to give you time, but I'm going to run it concurrent with an 18-year prison sentence that I already had, which in actuality, I wasn't going to receive one single extra day to serve, but I was standing there pleading guilty to 5 felony charges. I am sure that if I'd have went the other way, that I would have wound up getting a lot more time if I had not got life without parole. But it wound up that I walked out of the courtroom and I'd already served a lot of those 18 years, even though I'd escaped my holidays and, you know, vacations and things. But I'd served a lot of that time and I wasn't going to have to stay in the rest of my life before I was eventually released. And I did get out. Of course, I had to believe God to get out. But God began to work in my life there in prison. When I got back to prison, I knew that God should be important in my life. So I got my Bible, and I remember the other convicted felons, convicts is what they used to call them. I think we call them inmates now, you know, all one and the same to me. But I come out of the era where they called us convicts, and convicted felons is what that meant. And so I remember when I walked back into the prison after my escape, you know, and I turned myself in, all the guys that I'd been in prison with at different parts, because I'd been in quite some time before I escaped, they come in, you're waiting for me to be got off the bus and walk down the hall, and they're there hollering at me, you know, and come on down here, you know, we got you some drugs and under prison underworld, homemade wine, and they had that stuff in the prisons. It used to be inmates run the prisons. It's kind of a little different now, but anyway, I pulled out my Bible, and I started turning to John 3:16, and I started telling them about God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. I started preaching to them, and they started laughing at me, and they said, oh, you one of them Bible thumpers now. This is before I went to court, you know. I'd be a Bible thumper too. If I was facing life without parole, Bible thumper means you're going to turn in pages and study. Yeah, I'd use that Bible as a crutch. I'd use the Lord for a crutch. I'd do everything I could, because if I was facing life without parole, he said, we'll give you 2 weeks and you'll be right back down here in the back on these back side of the prison and you'll be shooting drugs with us again just like you used to. Well, they've been waiting on me since 1982 and I haven't went back yet.
Hey,
amen. Glory to God, since 1982, they've been waiting on me to come back. Why? Because I found something that was better, called the Holy Ghost, that set me free. I always wanted to change, but I could not change until I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And I was set free that day in a supernatural way, especially after I got born again and then got filled with the Holy Ghost. But turn to Acts chapter 1. Because the second thing that God wants us to know from heaven about our lives, what is God saying today to the church? Be being filled with the Holy Ghost. Remember, that's what he wants to do. Number one was what? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all the things you need. In other words, get your priorities in order. Yes, there's natural things you need to do in life, but the natural things are not going to work. The legitimate things of life are not going to work like they should until you got God the center of your life. Let everything else in your life revolve around God being the center. First and foremost, put him first. I've proven this out in my life time and time again. When I don't put God first, it just doesn't work right.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516. Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us. CD or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.